Warp Pipe Wednesday.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Warp Pipe Wednesday. I'm Russ Lyman.
I'm Jay Crouch, aka Aeneas Addict.
You weren't sure if you want to throw in your last name.
I don't know who I want to be today. I mean, am I my alter ego or am I myself? I don't know.
Fair enough. It's another week. We're into the summer season. We're looking festive.
Yeah.
I'm not as jacked as Jay. All I've been doing is running. Hey, I've been running at the beach.
That bicep looked pretty good right there.
There we go.
Yeah. Boom. Got that NES controller repping.
I will say I do want to talk to Wes, is a guy that did one of my tattoos, and I'm thinking of planning out my full sleeve. I've been wanting to do a video game themed sleeve, and I got little video game things here and there, but I was like, instead of just going one at a time, you know, getting one, let's plan it all out, get it outlined, and then maybe fill it in. And I talked to the wife because I made all those custom Tiger Zelda handheld systems.
Yeah.
And so I sold all 10 that I did, a you know, limited run of 10. So nice. I got to start shipping them out now. So hopefully everyone pays, because a lot of people actually messaged me and was like, hey, do you have any more? I was like, I actually sold through the limited 10 that I'd said I do.
Right.
So if people, you know, now don't want one or can't pay,
right,
I'll put you on the list and bump you up.
Obviously, you wait for payment to ship, correct?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. With that. So once that's all settled, I'll have some extra cash. And I asked the wife, hey, you mind if I put that towards getting a tattoo sleeve?
Cool.
So I do have to email him and we'll see about that. Maybe I could have a, you know, sleeve by the end of the summer.
My wife wants me to get some tattoos. And several years ago, I had mentioned to Aaron Stapish, aka Riff, that I wanted a lion tattoo. So the idea was, because he was coming to Greenville fairly often for Southeast Game Exchange, and he'd purchased a house here and he has family here, that we would get it together. And then that jerk went and got it. So that lion you see on his chest, you can thank me for that idea.
Wow.
And he got it without me, jerk.
That punk. And he had just gotten another tattoo recently too. I saw he got Retro Rick's logo. Did you see that?
You're kidding me.
It's like the Game Boy like-ish looking thing. It was in one of his videos. Yeah.
Bet.
I don't know if it was a bet or something. Like, it was like a quick clip and they're like, oh, where are we? We're like, oh, we're at the tattoo parlor. And he's like, wait, you're getting my logo tattooed on you? Am I?
Does it say Retro Rick or is it just the Game Boy?
It's just the Game Boy.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I could see that. I mean, like, you know, I love Rick and everything, but I don't know. I'm sure you guys wouldn't want an NES Addict tattoo. Just to be fair.
If anyone wants to get a weekly warp pipe tattoo, though, that'd be pretty awesome.
Dude, that would be dope, right? Yeah, please let us know.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many of our listeners have tattoos or video game themed tattoos.
I have one and one and only tattoo. I got it in 2003. And okay. I feel like that's kind of almost kind of cool, because they always say that once you get one, you kind of like want to get a ton. So I kind of want to be like, nope, I got one and I stopped at one. I just have like the Boxcar Racer logo from Blink-182's side project band started by Tom DeLonge on my back.
Yeah, it's the silhouette of the guy like running.
I got it in 2003 in New York City after I went and saw Ground Zero, because a few of their songs kind of talk about 9/11. So I thought that was kind of fitting.
Nice.
But I've flirted recently with the idea of getting a tattoo, as has my wife.
Of you getting a tattoo or she getting a tattoo?
Like, I want to get, I'm thinking I might get another one, because the lion is always been one I've kind of wanted.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
And then my wife's kind of been flirting around with the idea of maybe getting one. So she bought a bunch of temporary tattoos off Amazon. And every now and again, I'll walk in and I'll see some random fake tattoo on her where she's trying it out for that week, you know?
Nice. Yes. Yeah, I've seen they have like those sites where you can actually like send in a design,
mm-hmm,
and they'll print it and send it to you, and it'll actually stay for like a week or so.
So you can kind of get the feel of whether you like it or not.
Right.
That's
yeah,
a great idea.
I could do like, I don't know if you could do full sleeves or what.
That might be tough.
But I was debating, so I wanted to do on my shoulder. I'm thinking maybe doing a Metroid.
That would be sick. Right.
Like, I want to kind of have outer space, mm-hmm, up here. And as it slowly goes down, then you'll start seeing clouds. Cause then I have like Mario and Mega Man. So maybe some blues and stuff, but
yeah,
you know, maybe Metroid and like maybe Star Fox, something with Star Fox.
Yeah. I had always thought if I did one, and I kind of like, if you have a sleeve, this is probably my love for Tom DeLonge coming out, but I like when people have one side sleeved and the other side's bare. I like that. Just like the balance of opposites almost.
Right. Yeah. It does balance it.
I always thought that I would get like a World War II fighter jet,
mm-hmm. with
like the teeth and stuff on it. And then like have like a war scene, almost kind of like Angels and Airwaves inspired from some of their earlier artwork when they first came out.
Yes. Yes.
What was the, I think they had a DVD called Start the Machines. And there was kind of some of that artwork on the front of that DVD kind of reminds me of it.
Nice.
But we'll see if that ever happens. I mean, I know tattoos are a ton of money and.
Right. That is one thing, like course planning and this and that, but it's like, okay, it's going to be. Could be thousands of dollars, depending how much of art you need, you know, per hour.
Right.
I do have on my elbows the star, mm-hmm. and I have them on both elbows. So I didn't know. I was thinking if I'm doing this one video game, do I put the Mario eyes the star on this? But then if I do it on this, like then this one's going to be normal. So do I have to do it on both of them?
No, I would say you could do one Mario, one not Mario. That one might be
not Mario.
Yeah. That
might be also, cool. I'm very scared to fill this in. It's just an outline.
Oh yeah, because of being on the bone there.
Yeah, I'm like maybe I'll just keep it instead of doing it all yellow on the inside. It's like just do the eyes and then we'll call it a day.
You could maybe do it in sections or something. Like
because the I'm trying to think, was it the last? No, I had gotten my last tattoo was from my buddy Tom Bowman, who I just got. So Tom Bowman owns. Company called Air Bulls, and he does custom shoes, jackets, and all that stuff. So I had just put out a video. I got custom Nintendo shoes, but he also do like one-off shoes that you can get. And David Apuzzo had gotten some Ghostbuster themed shoes,
right?
Which were awesome. So we were driving to New York to pick them up. He said, you know, come down to my shop. We get the shoes. We'll do some game hunting. This was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And Tom was actually on Ink Master. I forget which season, but he does tattoos. So I came out there and then I was like, dude, I want to get a tattoo from you while I'm here. And we had to get the shoes, go game hunting. And it was almost like we didn't have time. And I was like, I came all this way because it was like, you know, a 3-hour drive or whatever. So he ended up doing last minute. I got, if you could see it here, let's see.
It's the ba-bomb.
The ba-bomb right there.
That looks good, dude.
So. Good shadowing and everything. So
yeah,
that was the last tattoo I got. But before that was, let me unbutton my shirt. Oh
yeah, let's see it.
I ended up getting
the Mario 3.
Yeah,
that's so wild.
And it hurt so bad, like over here.
Yeah,
I was like
near your, like chest bone.
I was like, oh my god, because it was probably like I don't know 3-4 hour session.
Well, that's good to know because that's where I thought about putting my lion over my heart.
And I was like, I don't know if it was the artist or because I had mentioned, I had Wes do it from Burning Hearts Tattoo. And
he gave you a burning heart. All right. Didn't
my friend
he?
Was like, oh, I like him. He's got a heavy hand. So it like lasts longer, I guess.
Yeah.
He's pressing him. I'm like, it hurts so bad, though. I'd rather get a lighter one and just go get touch ups.
Yeah.
Nice. That's so it's been the tattoo update podcast
there,
here.
There you go.
So if we're going all in on tattoos, so this tattoo right here, I do have the NES controller on my inner arm, and this was my first video game tattoo, not my first tattoo, but video game themed tattoo, and I got this at a video game convention, Retro World Expo. I think it was 2015, I want to say.
That's really cool.
My buddy Joe Murph, who worked for Burning Hearts Tattoo, was doing tattoos there, and I was like, yo, let me do it. It was like, you know, a special price for the show. I think it was like $50.
Yeah.
And we ended up doing it. I live streamed it, I think on like Facebook or something back then. Me and my buddy Brian actually got it. I want to say he got it in the same place as well. Co-op collector. I don't know.
Oh yeah. 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 Brian.
Brian. Michael yeah. Pepper. But for some reason, his like didn't heal right. And it looked weird. He ended up getting it covered up.
I remember that eventually. Actually.
But mine's still holding up. It's tough because, you know, the NES controller has a lot of dark colors in there. So I imagine in time it's going to look like just a square.
Did you know that rectangle. That I was one of the inspiring reasons for Brian to lose all that weight?
Really?
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he went like vegan and stuff and then was working out a lot.
Dude, he looks great. And I know he rides a bike a ton now. Mm-hmm. Every now and again, I'll shoot him a text and be like, what's up? Because we were pretty close. I mean, as close as YouTube friends could be, you know.
He's in Master and Council.
He sent me a ton of crap one time. Like, he was like selling all his games and he had like a lot of doubles. And like, it was stuff that like wasn't too expensive. And he sent me probably like 30 NES games. I can't remember. Oh, wow. It was a ton. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause he dumped a lot of his collection. Cause yeah, we hung out and we had gone to too many games. And then I think he didn't go 1 year. And then the following year, just me and him went.
Yeah.
And yeah, he had lost a lot of weight. And there's a fun photo of me. We ended up buying two shirts that were the same. My buddy has a shirt company and it's the Super Famicom. But okay. It's just like the outline of the system in the colors in like red, yellow, what are the four?
Blue
four
and green, color? Maybe?
Blue and green on it. And so we both have it, but I'm like jumping in like Brian's arms and he's like calling me up.
Oh, that's great.
So it had come up in my time hop because this past weekend was too many games in Pennsylvania. And yeah. I did not go this year, but that's a pretty big East Coast convention.
That's one of the few conventions I'd really like to go to one day, just because my guess is that James Rolfe probably frequents that one since he's close to that area.
Yes. Yeah. He's pretty much the hometown hero at that one.
So I'd like to meet James one day. Fun fact, by the time you're seeing this podcast, will be very close to my 42nd birthday, as my birthday was July 9th, 1981. But James Rolfe's birthday is July 10th, 1980. So we are exactly 364 days apart. Random fact.
Bloop. Yeah, I should be like a pop-up video. Bloop.
I wish his birthday was the 9th or either mine was the 10th. So we were like a perfect year, just because that would be rad. But it's still cool.
Nice. Well, happy early birthday. I wish you.
Appreciate it.
And yeah, my birthday's not till December. So I got a little bit of ways off.
You barely hit 81, dude. Just barely.
Yeah, I know, right? I didn't go to too many games. The next convention I will be at is Retro World Expo in August. That's in Hartford. There is one I want to say before that is Terrificon. Is that a Mohegan Sun casino? But the only two I'm hitting up is Retro World, and then I'm flying out to Portland, Oregon for Portland Retro Gaming Expo.
That's cool.
In October. We're kind of making it a whole big thing because my wife's sister and brother live in California. So we're leaving the weekend before, flying out to California, and we're going to see them because they haven't seen the baby yet. So we're bringing Gwen. So we're going to see them. Then we're going to run into my friend Brandon and his wife because they're in San Francisco. We're renting a car. So we're driving up. Then we're meeting up with my friend Eric and Drea, who are going to have a baby in, I want to say, in a few months. So they'll have a baby then. We'll meet them. Then finish our trip to Portland. My buddy, the Nintendo doctor, is also having a baby like 2 weeks before the convention center.
Wow.
So we'll be able to meet their baby and then go to the convention for that weekend.
Meeting all the babies.
And I did buy, I could pull up a picture, Gwen, a Spider-Gwen onesie.
That's amazing.
So I'll be getting my, I have a Spider-Man. Well, I guess mine's a onesie as well. Mine's like a bedtime. It's kind of like that, like sleep material or whatever, like warm material. You get it. I got it at Target. You know, they had a whole bunch of different
like ones. A fleecy kind of.
Right. Like a fleecy. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to wear that at a convention. Dude. Or order maybe the spandex one.
You'll be hot.
I think so. So here's baby Gwen and her Spider-Gwen. And shout out to Tom Ryan, who did the print. He gave us the print for the nursery of Spider-Gwen. That's cute. So I'm excited.
She's cute, Russ.
That.
You did good work.
Did good work with the baby. Yeah. So, you know, the two conventions we're at, that's fine. It's tough to, you know, now that you have a baby, you have to kind of schedule stuff different. Obviously, I have tons of stuff going on. So I can only do a few conventions.
Yeah.
I'm bringing the car out to a few car shows, which are separate things.
Mm-hmm.
Then the wife wants to plan regular vacation. So I get time off for that. So it's not like I can hit six cons, go to car shows. Oh, you also want to go, we're going to Disney in January.
Okay.
So we're planning that trip. So I'm like, oh, plus I got to save for all this.
Yeah, that's it. I only hit one con, as most of you know, and it's Southeast Game Exchange. This year, it was so funny because for the longest time, I thought Southeast Game Exchange was the weekend of my birthday. So I was thinking it was like the 9th and 10th, like the 9th and 10th or the 8th and 9th or whatever that Saturday, Sunday is. I think it's the 8th and 9th because that's what it's been like the last 2 or 3 years. It's always fallen on my birthday. So like I was telling everybody for months and months and months, I'm not going to Southeast Game Exchange. I'll be in Ohio. And then I went to the Game Cavern to buy that Nintendo Power holder back there. And I saw the flyer and I was like, it's the 14th and 15th or whatever that weekend is. Yeah. The 15th and 16th. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I can go. So then now I'm telling everybody like, yeah, I can go. But here's the catch. The 14th, my wife and I are going to Charlotte to see Blink-182.
Oh, nice.
So super pumped about that. Can't wait to see Tom back. So the 15th, I will go to the Game Exchange. And my goal is to be there about 2-3 hours. Long enough. I really want to meet Ricky. I've never met Ricky, you know, from the Game Squad. He's going to be here this year. I can't wait to meet Mort from Mort's Garage. He's been, you know, very supportive of my channel and has an amazing channel himself. And then the big one for me is, Tyler from My Retro Life because Tyler is like top 2, top 3 favorite channels, all time for me because, you just can't. Nobody else can do it.
Nostalgia.
Nobody else can do what Tyler does because his dad was just his dad was the man. Like, I wish I could meet Tyler's dad. He seems like the raddest dude ever.
He's the GOAT.
He is the GOAT. He is the GOAT for sure. So excited to meet Tyler. Nice. So I'm definitely going to get over there at least for a couple hours to meet those guys. Don't think I'll be coming back Sunday like normal. I'm just going to take it easy this year. But
okay. Well, you'll get over, yeah. Get your
get over, you know, pick up a few NES games I don't mm-hmm. have, say what's up to a few people, get some picks, and then
maybe pop into a Pixel Game Squad game hunting video.
No, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But I definitely I'm probably gonna take my son because usually they have a lot of Pokemon stuff there and he's huge into Pokemon. Maybe I can snag him a card or a plush mm-hmm. or something, yeah. So
nice. Yeah, I'm hoping so. I'll be out on the West Coast for Portland Retro Gaming Expo. So I'm hoping Mort makes his way out to that one.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the Pixel Game Squad guys are going there.
Yep.
I was talking to John Riggs about possibly doing like a panel maybe mm-hmm. at that because they're having panel submissions and maybe doing like a DIY panel, but he wasn't positive he was attending because he has like 2 cons the prior week.
Gotcha.
And he was like, I'm not 100%. He's like, you could submit it. And then if I can't make it, you could do the panel.
Right.
I was like, I feel kind of weird with that. Like if I, it's.
You want it to be kind of like concrete. I'm either doing it or
right.
I'm not. Then maybe I'll do
it. If it's promoted as like Russ and John Riggs and then he can't do it. And then people are showing up to the panel and they're like, well, we want to see John Riggs talk about, you know, open NES cart surgery or whatever.
Right.
And
I'm open like, cart I'm surgery. Just yeah.
Talking about spray painting an NES.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't that. Do that. I did message them about getting on the, like a media badge and they said, that's fine. We can hook you up. Give us an email. So
sweet.
Much appreciated it that they did that for me. So sweet.
Well, that is one of the nice things, you know, is, and especially being a hometown guy, my channel is not huge, but I have a ton of support from the guy that runs the convention here in Greenville.
Austin,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, Austin is just, he's freaking awesome and always hooks me up and was actually super excited when I told him I was actually going to make it because he's like, it wouldn't be the same without you. You know, you're here every year. So I think I only missed the very first year. But
and it's been growing every year. So
yeah, it's only getting bigger. I mean, more people are coming out. Retro Rick's coming back this year. I talked to him the other day.
Oh, nice.
Might see him a little bit on Thursday evening. Him and Ricky will be hanging out. So
yeah.
So I'll try to see a few people, you know, while they're here. That'll be cool.
Nice. Good old convention. So yeah, let us know if you guys are going to any conventions. You could possibly, you know, meet up with one of us there. Usually best to reach us on, with me at least, like you could DM me on like Instagram or Twitter or something like that. I've gotten that when I went to PAX East, someone was like, hey Russ, you're at PAX. Like, can we meet up? And I'm like, sure. I'm at the, you know, Nintendo booth. Come swing over and say hi.
Right. Yeah. I'd say TikTok's probably the easiest for me, or, yeah, cause that's really the only, I mean, maybe YouTube. I don't know if there's a messaging.
Yeah, they don't have a message. And I saw an update. They're getting rid of the like stories option. I don't know if you had, not everyone has it on their channel, but it's basically like Instagram stories where it's 24 hours.
Okay, yeah.
And like if you click on the profile picture, you can see it.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't even pay attention to that.
Because I have uploaded a bunch and some of them gotten, you know, like 3,000 views. And wow. Like, so, and you can actually do, when you're posting it, you can have the video and then okay. It lets you do like stupid stuff like stickers, this and that.
Gotcha. But
you can put a video, like the thumbnail in the video.
Oh.
So I'd shoot like a promo, be like, hey, I just made this custom Zelda skateboard. You should check it out. And it would have the little link there and you can. So I got some traffic from there, but I guess it's not working out. So YouTube's getting rid of it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't even know that existed. I don't think anyway, if I posted on it was by accident.
But make sure you use your community page if you got the community tab.
Yeah.
You do polls, pictures. How are the shorts working out for you?
Inconsistent because yeah. I just kind of forget some days. I'm like, oh, crap. And I just realized I haven't done it in like 3 days. So I need to get back on it. But
well, like I said, one of mine, I post it and it was in August and then it took like 5 months. And now that one is literally at 25 million views.
Wow. That's crazy.
So
yeah.
It can take a while to hit, but
yeah, I mean, I've been working on editing a video from last year's Southeast Game Exchange. I'm going to, I have a lot of old footage that I never did anything with. A lot of it was just because when I went back and look at what I filmed, I'm not great at filming things when I'm trying to also be in the middle of the hunt. You know, I would say you do a really good job of that. Obviously like Riff and Retro Rick do, but it always seems like I don't have like good B roll or there's not much good interaction with me and whoever I'm with. So it's right. I always look at it and I'm like, I just don't, there's no narrative here that I can put together. I'm probably going to throw some of it out there anyway, just for the heck of it. Cause like, I just don't care. If you want to watch
content,
it, cool.
Is content.
If you don't, whatever. So I'm going to throw it out there. And if people enjoy it, that's great. And if they don't, then it doesn't really matter.
Perfect. Yeah. So if you guys want to check out our personal stuff, my YouTube is just Russ Lyman, Rustly Man. And you can check out Jay on NES Addict. We do have to put our collab together. I'm going to write it. We're doing top NES summer games.
Cool.
Part 2.
Yeah. So
look forward to that probably in July because we're not going to get it out in June, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
July. Towards the end of July.
Yep,
I say.
Yep, that's good. Right. We'll get it. We'll get it done.
If you guys want to call into the show, we got a phone number. It's 949-682-9277. The last four does spell out warp, but I don't know if people like are annoyed having the, like, I'm like, let me just say the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed you got rid of warp and I'm like, it is fun that that's what it says, but like, maybe it's just easier not to have to use your brain.
Right. And like, if it said warp pipe would work like, or whatever, like if I was able to choose a full phrase, yes,
right.
It'd probably be easier, but fortunately not. This is just a Google number that you can get and it helps leave voicemails. There is a 3 minute, timer though on it, so you're gonna leave a 3 minute long message.
Quick question, somebody was asking me this, is it free to use that,
like
does it cost you like a monthly payment?
Oh, like for me personally,
like
for us, someone calls it,
like for us to use that number?
Yes,
like,
does it cost free. No, okay. It doesn't cost anything.
Okay.
You know, if you're calling it personal cell phone, like whatever rates apply.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying.
But it's not a paid service.
I just didn't know if you physically paid a monthly fee for us to be able to have that option for our podcast.
Right. The only thing I'm currently paying for is StreamYard, which we're using to record the podcast. So I'm using the paid version so we could get this nice, cool background. Mm-hmm. I could put our logo over here so there it looks a little better. You can stream at a higher quality. So
if you enjoy the podcast, throw Russ some money to help pay for that.
Right. You guys could sign up for my Patreon, you know, $1 a month would certainly help, goes towards all the fees of this running this.
And I'm the bum here. I just hang out. Russ does all the work.
I do all the work. Check out the weeklywarpipe.com. And of course we have new episodes every Saturday at 7 a.m. of the weekly Warp Pipe. And then if you need more episodes of Russ and Jay, tune in every Wednesday for Warp Pipe Wednesday. Sweet. As always, guys, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit.
Later.